Hey everyone, today I have Oliver Nahm. He's the first personal trainer on Coaching Mud. He's trained athletes from the high school level all the way to the NBA. I'm not talking about basketball skill development. I'm talking about strength and conditioning, body mechanics, endurance training, balance, and so much more. He recently opened up Thrive Training in Irvine, California, which focuses on fitness for adults over 40. He has a team of trainers, a physical therapist, a registered dietitian, and a yoga and manual stretch coach available to all of his clients. Why? Well, because providing the proper services for each and every one of his members is crucial. Oliver actually started training me during my playing days at Vanguard immediately following my freshman season. And well, let's just say it completely elevated my game. I'm so excited for this episode and for everyone to hear his story and what he's all about. Let's roll it back and see how the conversation went. All right, Oliver. So tell me, when did you decide that you wanted to be a fitness trainer and how did that come about?
I think the first time I really decided to become a trainer was when I decided not to become a physical therapist. Back in high school, I really wanted to be, on the court. I wanted to be the guy running on the court when somebody got injured and helping out and knowing what to do. But back in 07, I decided not to, go forward with physical therapy. It just, personal training just fell in my lap where I can help people move and be more athletic. And it was just a natural thing back in 07.
Well, you definitely made me more athletic.
Yeah, when I first saw you, there was definitely some points where I could see whether it was like, because you had knee issues, where your foot and ankle just was not working well. And I think that's, a lot of that came from the physical therapy field, right? The ability to identify where the weakness is, especially for someone who's so young, like especially in college, if they don't even know how to use their foot properly, how that sequence just affects their whole body and their whole joint system,
Mm-hmm. Okay, so describe your training approach for athletes versus everyday people, because I know that you're training, you don't just train athletes, you also train business professionals and, your average Joes, if you will. So what sort of exercises or fitness plans are you providing for those types of people?
I think the first thing to do is, identify what their goals are. If you're an athlete or, whatever age you are as an athlete, you want to progress as fast as you can. If you're an NBA or college, you're already the elite. So your improvement's not going to be vast. It's only going to be like 1%. That's what they're looking for. If you're an everyday person, general population, most of them just want energy. Most of them sit down all the time. So postural integrity is huge. Sleeping better, aerobic capacity, just to improve their quality of life for the general population goes beyond anything. And that's how I look at everybody now in the general pop, especially over 40. They have pains, they have history of broken bones or issues with their joints, and they just want to live pain-free, basically. As an athlete, you're kind of accustomed to playing with pain or dealing with the pain. So a lot of the athletes have to be programmed properly, depending on where they are in their season. But it's just a different hat that I have to wear a lot, changing from an athlete to the next hour when a business executive comes in. So it's just wearing multiple hats and being able to adapt right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that kind of leads into my next question. Like I've said, you've trained a lot of athletes ranging from high school all the way to the NBA. So I want to know what that's like, but also even more specifically, how do you adjust your training if, say, you have a high schooler that's coming in for training with you at 11 a.m. and then you have an NBA guy coming in an hour later?
It's tough because you know, the NBA guy or let's start with the high schooler. The high schooler is young. You know, he's probably 17, 18 years old. His body recuperates and regenerates pretty fast. So giving him anything and everything, because they got a motor on them, they don't have to rest so much. So kind of teetering on controlling the rest periods and giving him not enough weight or too heavy of weight. That's where the trainer really has to, you know, take the throttle and control how much they do. You know, for the NBA player coming the next hour, again, it's like a 1% improvement. They're not going to, you know, they got the mindset of already just improving incrementally. So the programming is huge, you know, but at the same time, the programs can change based on how they're feeling or what their practice times were, or yesterday if they practiced for 3 hours and they're coming in with that maybe in the morning time. So the ability to really, you know, like I said, wear different hats at the moment's notice and having enough tools in the toolbox to give them, whether it be recovery or correctives or power exercises. It's just really an experience thing. And that's why I tell all the trainers, it's like the more you can get experience in and just like observing people train and how they relate to people and how they connect with them, that's going to be the biggest difference more than really honestly the exercises.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I remember you've worked with a vast variety of athletes. I mean, I can remember walking in and seeing you training someone who was in their 80s. And then the next time I saw you, you were just finishing up with, you know, a 15-year-old, something like that. But I know that you've recently shifted your focus to fitness over 40. So I want to know why and what was the approach to making that move?
I think a lot of that shift in my training was a lot of the guidance I received from my members. Most of them were business execs, you know, most of them owned their own businesses. And so when they were talking to me, it wasn't all about just making money. Right. But we obviously need money to survive. And that was when I just had my daughter and she was born. And then it just kind of shifted where I could be traveling or I could be at basketball games on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night. And I already know that I want to spend time with my daughter and my family. As crazy as it sounds, I just wanted more time with my family. And so staying out, you know, for basketball games or practices didn't appeal to me as much. So I took a step back in the business. I said, who's the most consistent? Where can I learn from the most business-wise? Where can I scale my business so I don't have to train 8, 9, 10 hours a day? I think a lot of that goes to the members that I've trained, especially when my daughter was born. I just wanted a different life, I guess you could say. So That's why I shifted, and fitness over 40 just was in the backseat. And when I took a step back and identified who my members were, they were all over 40. They were business owners. You know, they lived here in Orange County, and I was just, now it's the sniper approach. I just want to target those people and those people alone now.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so at Thrive, which is your facility that you just opened up in Irvine, you don't just train there. You've got a lot of other professionals at arm's reach as far as for your clients. You have a physical therapist, a dietitian, yoga, and a manual stretch coach. So tell me, that's not typical when you walk into a fitness studio to have all of those professionals just waiting for, you know, to help you essentially. What was the thought process or the why, if you will, behind building that team?
I think that's exactly what it is like, I wanted to build a team. When I was younger, I was nowhere near the best athlete. In college, I was not the best athlete or, you know, scholar athlete. And I knew I needed people around me to be better. So I decided to just kind of build a team around what I do. And, you know, business execs or people over 40, they're usually coming in with injuries. So I need a physical therapist. Physical therapy versus chiro, I just, you know, personally, I gravitate towards physical therapy. My body likes that. They wanted stretching. So I got the stretch coach and other trainers who believe in the same philosophy. I just knew that I couldn't do that. I couldn't do all of them. So I wanted to build a team where I can just refer out. I can stay in my lane. I can do what I do really well. And then not, you know, number one, not have an ego about it, but also number two is confident in myself that people would still be coming back to the facility or still coming back to training me with me. You know, I'm trying to build this place, not with me in the front as the head of it all and, you know, the public face of Thrive. I want the other team members to shine, and that's what I'm trying to get as much as I can, because there are a lot of people out here way better at me, way better at training than me. But if I can build a solid team and we all shine, then honestly, we all win. So that's what I'm trying to build.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so then can you tell us, other than what we've already discussed, why someone who's over 40 would decide to be a part of Thrive?
Why they would be a part of Thrive? Because it's more than a workout. You know, I'm trying to build a family here, trying to build a culture here where it's, you know, people don't have to just rely on Oliver, you know. There's each trainer and each therapist has their own personality. And I always tell them, I don't need another duplicate Oliver, right? Like, shine with your own personality. You know, everybody caters to everybody else. And I think I just want a culture where people can just come by and know what they're expecting. And it's a good vibe and a good environment. If people want to just work on their body mentally and physically, this is probably the place you want to be, because we don't judge. We're just trying to strengthen you mentally and physically and just build a proper body with a quality of life. That's not for everybody though. You know, I definitely mm-hmm. don't cater to everybody out there, which is fine. But you know, we're very chill. We don't yell at you, in a sense. You know, we try to motivate you, but you know, we're not gonna get you ending up on the floor totally exhausted and in your pool of sweat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's funny that you say that, because I can remember most of our workouts, for the most part, I always felt like I wasn't doing a lot of moving, but yeah. For some reason afterwards, I was just exhausted and dripping in sweat. Like, you weren't having me run on a treadmill or run sprints. Like, we were doing a lot more, I don't know the proper terminology, but I wasn't using too much space, I guess you could say, with what we were doing. But I always felt like, wow, I'm exhausted. I'm dripping in sweat. What a great workout. And I didn't do my typical workout, you know?
Yeah, it's like teaching somebody their own body, right? Like, we're in our body the whole time, but it's like the bigger muscles. Let's turn off your bigger muscles and let's work on your smaller intrinsic muscles, right? Because I always tell these guys, like, the musculature, the muscles don't give out first. It's either like your joints or your nervous system. So let's train that, and then everything will fall into play, and then you can be better and you can be more athletic, you can be more coordinated, you can whatever you want, jump higher or cut faster, or, you know, once fatigue sets in, everything crumbles. And that's obviously when we make bad mistakes, right? So we don't need, anybody can get a workout anywhere. That's simple, right? We can work out and sweat outside or at a crappy gym or at a good gym. But what really makes it is these people who know how to connect and communicate what they want in simplified terms, and then get that person to transition to whatever they want to do, whether it's playing ball or just picking up and getting down from the ground, you know, picking up a baby. That's, I got grandparents here. I'm like, don't you want to pick up your grandkid? So let's learn how to get up and down from the ground, pick up your grandkid properly so you don't throw your back out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if we can teach people that, then it's game over. We can do anything.
Yay! Okay, so you talked a lot about building a team, and you've mentioned the word culture a few times, and mm-hmm. it leads me to ask, do you think that that mindset or those characteristics for your gym, your studio, does that come from your experience with working with teams at the college level and the high school level? Were those things that you saw that you wanted to take with you, or where does that come from?
Yeah, definitely from sports. Like again, in sports, you know, in high school, I tried out for the basketball team, didn't make it. I just had no clue what I was doing. And so I joined like a more individual sport of wrestling throughout high school. And that was basically myself and figuring out what I can do. But then when I got into college, you know, I started playing intramurals, and a lot of my buddies were playing basketball. And I realized I could get so much further and get noticed more with a team. And then on top of that, when I was training these business owners here, and they're telling me that I'm just doing everything wrong because I'm trying to do everything myself and I'm trying to master all these skills, you know, it as you get better and as you read more, you start to realize it's just so much better with a team. I can't say it was one thing or one moment that made me realize that. I think it was just constantly driven into me throughout the years. And it's like, I finally realized it's not about me, because eventually I want the business to run by itself. I want the trainers to run it. I want the therapist to run the business, and I can hopefully come into the gym and the members don't know who I am. You know, I always tell my wife, it's like, I want to go work out and people not know who I am. And it's like, oh, you're new? What's your name? My name is Sammy. Welcome to the club. Like, let's go work out. You know, that's what I want for the business, right? And then I know we got a well-oiled machine, a great team, still exemplifying the culture and the family. That's huge for me. That's my goal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a lot of trainers out there. There's a lot of great ones. There's a lot of questionable ones. They range.
Yeah,
is there anything
sure.
that you're one of the great ones, by the way, I should probably say that, just so you know, you're not left wondering.
Yeah, thanks for clarification.
Is there anything that you think trainers are doing just way too much of, or maybe not enough of?
It's a loaded question. I don't think enough trainers are focusing on the fundamentals. Here at Thrive, we focus on the big eight, you know, big eight fundamental movements of the human body. If more trainers were doing that, I think more or less there'd be less injuries, you know, like non-contact injuries. There's a lot of times where I see like basketball players are like so young, but they want to be so good at basketball, and they train day in and day out just playing ball and doing drills specifically for basketball and not playing baseball or running or just playing around. And I feel like that's missing in this industry. I think training has become so specialized that it's actually hurting a lot of the clients. I hate to say it, it's like a lot of the high school kids, just whether it's AU ball or off-season programming and off-season training, they're constantly going, especially at a young age, like going full throttle, 100%, where if they can just take a step back and learn fundamental movements, learn postural integrity, learn how to breathe properly, then we can, or they can improve so much further. But it's like social media, right? It's all about the likes and then hopefully the sponsorships, you know, and that it's the sucky part of probably every industry. But there are a crazy amount of great trainers trying to promote that. I'm just trying to follow their lead, you know, and hopefully I can lead others and, you know, blaze a trail in a sense.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that, and I don't want to start a whole conversation on AAU, but one of the things that bothers me about AAU, and that's kind of always been what goes on, is they have like 4 games a day. You know, you're nice. Playing 8 games in one weekend, and that's just absolutely outrageous. I think it's insane. So that's kind of like what you're talking about as far as just too much.
Yeah. I mean, too much volume. I mean, we can talk about their nutrition when they're on their third game. You know, they're probably not eating right. They're probably not sleeping right because they're, you know, I'm assuming they're on their screens a lot, whether it's the phone or iPad, right? But I mean, I don't have crazy experience in that, in the AAU realm. So I can't really say, but from what I see is there are a lot of motivated kids, but even more motivated parents. And that's where it gets a little dicey, you know? So if trainers can educate the parents and gain that trust and then educate the kids at their speeds and kind of meet them at their level, then, you know, we can get somewhere. Then the teams can get better and they can, you know, they can get better during the season and splurge on the right at the right time versus, you know, get burnt out. That's the hard part.
Yeah. Well, how are trainers going to be able to educate teams if trainers like you who are aware are training fitness over 40?
Yeah, right? It's like, I mean, that's the hard part. I would love, you know, I have a whole list of schools and in my notes of where I want to give back. You know, Vanguard's one of them, because that's where I really got started, you know, is through our mutual friend, Walt Simon. You know, like, he believed in me and he believed in you, and that's why we connected, right? He knew your capabilities and he knew my capabilities in training. And I think that's where, you know, when the time is right, we can both reach out to these schools, especially high schools, right? And get them to be educated, or at least follow a program, or at least listen to us talk or listen to our approach. You know, planting seed is just the number one thing, but you know how hard that is, you know, because everybody's so busy. So I don't know where to start with that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, we'll just...
That's an ongoing project, though.
Yeah, stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah, that's what, that one's hard, but there are a lot of people who want to educate people, like trainers and athletic trainers, because, you know, they want to learn. Everything is continuing education. But I think the bottom line is everybody gets too busy. Like, training like multiple sports and multiple teams, and not getting paid well, and then the funds get cut or something, right? So it's a tough one.
For everyone who doesn't know, Thrive Fitness is right next to John Wayne Airport, and that's why we just heard a plane fly by.
I see these beautiful planes going up and down all day.
All right, my last question is, do you have any advice for aspiring personal trainers, or really just any advice you'd like to offer to anyone listening?
I think the number one thing, I guess the one thing that made my life change was just gathering the experience. No position is too small, because you can learn a lot, or no position is too short of a time span. Because there's so many people out there who are doing a lot of great things. And a lot of them want to teach, where a lot of them do not hold back on their sharing. So really just getting out of your comfort zone and reaching out to these people, like literally texting them or emailing them, will go a long way. I think that's where I was really good at. I was just like, I'll fail forward. I don't care. I'll just text them and email, and if they shoot me down, move on to the next one. But that's where I met a lot of my mentors. And I think that's probably the best advice that I've once received back in the day.
Well, Oliver, thank you so much for joining my podcast. I've truly appreciated this conversation, our friendship, you training me. I feel like you've been so much more than just a trainer, but a friend, a mentor. I mean, financial advice, everything under the sun, you've always been there. So I appreciate it. And I'm so excited to see Thrive Fitness grow.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you do for me too, Sammy.